Sure.
Oh, you would have gone together.
Oh, I thought that last time.
So the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Adam Mu'ad Laylam. It's a Mishnah. Mishnah on Chavav Menal says, Adam Mu'ad Laylam, even if he's sleeping. And the Gemara says, Minani Mili, Amachizkiv, Vachintan, Vachizkiv, Makro, Pesetachas Pasal, Chayv, Alashoyin, Kemezim, Alaynes, Kirot. Chayv, Adam Mu'ad Laylam. No matter, Shoygig, Aynes, whatever it ends up being, Lamaisa, you are Chayv. As I say, in the Gemara. Now the next daf from the Chav Zayin, the Gemara says if you left your jug in the Rosh Hashanah, someone trips over it, so he's not chayv on pay. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? You should look where he's going. You should look where he's going. So the Gemara gives a few answers.
Who's not
by night?
The guy who smashed it.
He didn't fall on it. He smashed it, and then he's potter from paying for your jug.
Gemara asks the person, doesn't
look
where he's going.
Oh, very good. So the Gemara says, I should look where he's going. So then Gemara says, it's in the dark, it's at night, it's on around the corner. For a certain reason, and then the Gemara says later on, another zach, that people don't look where they're going. And that's how Paskin. Meaning to say that a person does not need to look where he's going. And therefore, if someone leaves their thing in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and you walk on it, if someone leaves their watch, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, you walk on it, you're going to be potter. Right? That's what we're saying. Now why? Because ain't darkin shel b'nei adam l'sbayin b'drachim. He says, he tells the Asakasha from Shar, that we said it later on by Shar Pikeach, that he watches where he's going. He shouldn't fall into a bar. And here we're saying, people don't watch where we're going. So the Shar, his eyes are downward. His face is downward, right? His eyes are down. The person is standing up, he's looking straight. I saw another Rishon who says a little differently. A person, he's fatracht, he thinks about things. He's Baal Machshavos.
You look down.
What do
you mean?
No, he's a phenomenon.
But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, right, this is like a cloud that I never forget. The Naim Askani is saying, right? It says in a bunch of places, right?
Yeah.
The Gemara doesn't say any place that I remember, right? I mentioned Fatrach.
Okay.
I don't know what the Lashon would be, but.
Fine. Akapana. Fine. So that, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. Maybe it does.
No.
Okay. Akapanam. Yeah. In any case, so Tais has a cash. 1 minute. What are you telling me? Still Zayin. It was an oinus. He doesn't need to watch where he's going. It's an oinus. Gevaldi. But Adam Ulaylam. Adam Ulaylam. He's Adam Amazik. He went and stepped on the guy's jug. So he's chayyid. Finished. I don't care. You can tell me whatever you want. It's not his fault. I'm a shanet. Fault ahead.
Adam
Ulaylam. As if like Tais. Taisus says, "Gevaldige Terz, Gevaldige Yisoid." Vafa gav dila el marbina an oynis kirotzain, pa odma mazeg in pesachas poyna oynis gomer loy Rabbi Rachma. Oynis gomer not.
What's called
oynis gomer? Dahav Yerushalmi poiter oisis yoshin rishain im hizig lasheni abayas lishin. The Yerushalmi says that if a guy went to sleep, then another guy comes by afterward and he goes to sleep next to him. So the first guy is potter if he damages the second guy. Why is he potter? Because when he went to sleep, he didn't do anything wrong by going to sleep. He couldn't have done anything differently. As opposed to when they went to sleep together, so then he knew that the guy was next to him, and off a blink, and he went to sleep. So therefore, there's less of a oinus. Over there, there's a bigger oinus. There's absolutely nothing to do. He's sleeping the whole time. And he's sleeping when he came. He's sleeping when he was mazik. He doesn't know anything. And then he's going to be talking in the pot. That there is a p'tor oinus by Adam. By Adam mazik. So that which the Gemara says, Adam hu laylam, even by oinus, doesn't mean oinus gomer. Doesn't mean oinus gomer. And Taisus even says more than that. Taisus Takas even says more than that. Mamash goes even weiter. There's four madrigas. There's a madriga of Peshaya. Then there's that's the lowest madriga. The uppest, the highest madriga is Oynis Gomer. And then there's two middle ones, Geneva and Aveda. This is Geneva is more of an Oynis than an Aveda is. From Mamun Tzia. it was the external force.
Somebody came.
Yeah. Aveda is more a carb lapidia. Can I have more carb the Inus? So Taisa says that if it's Inus Kain Aveda, then you're gonna be chay. The Adamur La'ilam is talking about Inus Kain Aveda. But if it's Inus Kain Geneva, which is more Vinus, then you're also gonna be Pater. It's not only La'ilam. And not only is it say Inus Gamer, but even if it's Inus Kain Geneva, you're still gonna be Pater. It's it before in the Rashba, in the Madchai, the Lanu Shanim say like this.
The Gemara doesn't say in every case, it says La'ilam forever. Why did you use such a lotion?
Yeah, okay.
That's why, right?
Okay. I guess. Yeah. So, because of the Lamais of the Ramban in Bab Metzia argues, Taisus. The Ramban says it's not true. Adamur La'ilam means La'ilam. And it's Oinus. And he says, we have a Gemara. The Gemara says that if someone's on the roof and he comes toppling down, Beruach Shein HaMetzuya, it's Beruach Shein HaMetzuya, so it's Oikir Horim, it's Kesiris Elio, it's Mshaber Sloim, okay, Kanaka Digaruach comes and blows him out. It was absolutely nothing he could have done. Yeah, Ava Piking, he's still Chayiv Nezek. That's what it says. He falls down Beruach Shein HaMetzuya, he's Chayiv Mishab Nezek. So, this is Machlokes Tosfos and Ramban. What is then Adamu Lailam? Is it Mamet? Is it everywhere? Even by Inus Gamer? Or not? According to Tosfos, not. So, I just want to bring out. Like this. Is that. There's a Gevaldige Chiluk over here. If you're going to hold that there's a Ptur Inus. Now, I don't understand. Lamashal, okay. Just to bring it out, in today's civil law, right? You have cars, right? Cars, and you're behind someone else, and you bump him. So then you're chayiv, right? The guy who rear ends is always chayiv. Now, is it because the pshat is his fault? Lavdavka. Could be the guy in front of him, short stopped. He was mamish. It was zikr his fault. But I'm all picking. Lamai said, you're the guy who's responsible to watch in front of you, and he is not responsible to watch behind. Okay? Because you hit him, finished. You hit him. So, they call it you're at fault, right? And you know, in the legal term. But it's not, you're not at fault. You didn't do any fault means you did something wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. You did absolutely nothing wrong. But you're liable. You're liable for your actions. This is your action. You were damaged, so you're responsible to pay. No, you didn't do anything wrong. You could feel good in your conscience. You're a fine man. Otherwise, you have to pay. Right? Now, when we say there's a ptur oinus, according to Taisus, a ptur oinus, that means that you're the reason why you have to pay is because you did something wrong. Right? If the pshat is, if we would understand, let's say like the Rambam, we'd understand this other mu'ad la'ilam. Finished. He's always chayiv. That means that you're liable for your action. Lo mishaneh, you did right, you did wrong. You had absolutely nothing to do with this. It just happened to be. You were the body that went flying with the hurricane and smashed the guy's window, right? So it had absolutely nothing to do with you. But lamaiz, you have a clean conscience, but you still chayiv. Right? Because you're liable, fatik. But according to Taisa, this is a ptur oinus. It wasn't your fault. So obviously the pshat is because it's totally if it's your fault. You have to be at fault in order to be chayiv. And we see that mazik is issur to be mazik. We saw that by the bashal shutfim. The Gemara asked, how do you have a case of bashal shutfim? The Gemara said, maybe we'll talk about a case of two shutfim. They told one guy to go dig the bar. He's a shliach for both of them. He's digging for both of them. And that's the bar shal shutfim. Says the Gemara, no, because ein shliach dvar aveira. You see clearly that digging a bar, making a bar, is an aveira. It's an aveira. It's not stam. If you do it, you're chayiv. It's an aveira to do it, and therefore you say on a dvar aveira tal dvar mishaim. Hashem told you not to do it. So you see clearly that mazik is it's not there. You mazik. You see from Taisus, you went ahead and we were over on the iser of being mazik. Then you chayv to pay. That's the gather. The gather, the chiyav tashlum that you have to pay is because you're a varian. You're not varian. You're a bad boy. You're at fault. You did something that you're at fault because of. Then you have to pay. That is the chiyav tashlum. Hashem King according to Ramban has nothing to do with it. You're a bad boy. You're a good man. Elisa, you gotta pay. Finished. I think this is a very big chiluk over here. That where is the chiyav tashlum coming from? So I just want to point out like this. That's kapshutai. Lamayis is the shtickle taira from the Kiddush Yankov. Very good shtickle taira. That Tais brings a raya from a case where Yorish their father's cow, or at least they thought it was their father's cow, and they shechted it. They thought it was their father's cow. Later on, while they were barbecuing it, they found out. Whoops! It was really really someone else's cow that was in his rishus. So the halacha is they don't have to pay the full damage that they did. They have to pay, but the main basa bazil. But they don't have to pay the full damage. So you see, there's a riot to Taisvis that you potter for einus. Yeah? This is a riot to Taisvis. This is the Rishonim bring this as a riot that there's such thing as a potter einus. So what's the Ramban going to answer to that? So the sheet of the Kubetzis, Mabutia brings the Ramban to say the terrorist to this kasha. That over there, he did a birshus. So what do you mean, did a birshus? What does that mean, did a birshus? So the Kiddush Yaakov is mazbe. That the birshus is you, there's a chazaka called mashtachs adam harei shalai. Anything that a person has in his property, it's the assumption is that it's his. The din was that the yisaimim were allowed to go ahead and take this shor and shechta because they had full rights to assume to make an assumption that it was their father's and therefore now it's theirs. Since they had full rights to make that assumption, therefore they're potter. She says, so I don't understand, 1 minute, so that's very nice that they had full right to, but that's oynes, and oynes you're chayiv for. He says the difference between this oynes and that oynes. Over there, pshat is, there was a maisa iser, and you did it by oynes. You did them, you were forced to do the maisa iser. You were slammed. The tornado put you through to break the guy's thing, right? So, but the maisa was a maisa iser. It was just you were forced. Over here, the maisa was a maisa heter. It really wasn't. But akapanem, the way to do it was the maisa was to do heter. It was pretty sure they were completely within their rights to go ahead and do this action, and so therefore. That's why your potter. So it comes out that really, it comes out even like the Ramban, according to the way that he's being masber, the Ramban, it'll come out that it's totally an Isser also. Because if it was Heter Gomer, then even the Ramban will be maskim. If it was Mamish Heter Gomer, even the Ramban will be maskim, then you're not Rechayiv. That you're not chayiv. If it was Pasha liability, that you do an action, you're chayiv for it, so then you should be chayiv even over there. You see, it also has to do, even according to Ramban, it's the word that there's the Isser here, and you did the Isser. Now, it's true, you didn't do it on purpose, and you were forced to do it. L'maisa, you did a Maisa Isser. You did a Maisa Isser. When you do a Maisa Isser, then you're chayiv for doing the Maisa Isser. So bring out that even the Ramban comes to like the Kizai, it comes out even though the Ramban will hold like Toises, that you're not like today in civil law, you're liable, finished. It's because you're a bad boy. It's just your blindness. Okay, you were forced to into that situation, but at the end of the day, you did something wrong, and because you did something wrong, that's why you're chayiv. If it would have been right, if you had full right to go ahead and do it, then you're taka potter, even according to the Ramban. As it comes out, it's just benigeya the halach lemaisa. So it's interesting. There's the paiskim don't bring the Ramban. It's really neat. The paiskim don't bring the Ramban. They bring a Rambam. That the Rambam is a shayla how to learn the Rambam. It's the gevaldik machlekes in how to learn the Magen Mishnah, whatever. This is two kirsay the Magen Mishnah. How he learns the Rambam, but akapanim, it's machlekes achroinim how to learn the Rambam. Smah holds that he holds like Tosis, and the Shach learns that he holds like that he argued like the Rambam. Again, the Sma holds that the Rambam holds like Tosis, and the Shach holds that he holds like the Rambam. So Bikitza and accordingly they learn the Shulchan Aruch. So the Machleika is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Does he paskin that there's a Ptur Einus, or does he paskin there's no Ptur Einus? Machleika is Shach and Sma. But Man of Shach, everyone's masking that the Rama clearly holds that there's a Ptur Einus. So we paskin like the Rama that there is a Ptur Einus. So it comes out that L'chayra, the Halacha Ma'aseh would be, I don't know, but I'm saying Kepshuta, the Halacha Ma'aseh would come out, one of the B'nai Ashkenaz wouldn't have, it's not telling the Machlokes Shach and Sma. We would hold that there is a Ptur Einus, if you have a Pashta Einus, and you're forced to, there's no way you could have with, you were walking, and you didn't, and it was just there, then you're going to be Pater. You're gonna be potty. I can't.